A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Tamura Dav Zayin, Tamura 7b, pagination is 14. We'll start at the Mishnah on the fifth line into the wide lines. We're getting back to the topic of Tamura, which is the name of our Masechta. And that means that there's an animal that's Kodesh that's meant as a Karban. And a person tries to transfer that Kedusha, that holiness, to a different animal. And the rule is, Vayahu usimuraso yehiya kodesh, both animals become kadosh. Now, the question is going to be, what qualifies for a temura, and therefore would create this unusual situation to add another animal with Kedusha? What qualifies? We would want to know what animals qualify, what karbanos qualify, what people qualify, what relationship of the person to the animal is going to qualify that he's considered the bailim, the owner, to be able to do this. As Rashi tells us, Ein adam matvis bedover she'eno shalo. A person is not able to affect if it's not his. And so the Mishnah states, HaKohanim mamirim b'shalohem. Kohanim can do temura if it's their animal. In other words, as a citizen, he has an animal, he can do it. V'Yisrael mamirim b'shalohem. And a Yisrael is able to do temura in what's his. But if we have situations where it's not yours, you're not going to be able to do this. Says the Mishnah. Eina kohanim memirim lo bechatas v'lo ba'asham. We'll pause there for a moment. The kohanim are not able to do temura, not on chatas, not on asham, because even though they get generously from these animals, but they don't get them mechayim while the animal is still alive. They only get it after the shechita. If so, you can't do temura, because at the time of temura, when the animal is alive and you're trying to switch it to a different animal, it's not yours. So that's not going to work as a temura. And not working means the original animal remains kadosh and the new animal doesn't get affected. The Mishnah continues the phrase and says, V'lo bibichor. And the Kohanim are also not able to affect temura regarding a bechor. A bechor is a firstborn animal from a kosher animal. It's meant to be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen is given this animal, and he can't do temura according to this statement of the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri says, "Mepnei ma ein mamirim bebechor. Why can't you do a bechor temura?" Omer lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded, "Let's listen closely. Chatas va'asham matana lekohen. A chatas and a asham are gifts to the kohen. Ubechor matana lekohen, and a bechor is also a gift to the kohen." Machatas v'asham emamirim bo, just like chatas and asham, temura doesn't work. Af bechor emamirim bo, so bechor also temura doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri responded, "Mali im eino memir bechatas v'asham. I readily understand why they can't do temura by chatas and asham. She'en zachim bohem bechayeyen, because they don't get it during the lifetime of the animal. During the lifetime of the animal, they're simply acting as kohanim on behalf of the Yisrael, on behalf of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not theirs. Tomar bebechor she'zachim bo bechayev, but a bechor, he owns it during its lifetime. He should be able to do a temura." And what emerges over here is that there are two different reasons being suggested for the reason that you can't do temura by chatas and asham. One is logistical. You don't own it during its lifetime. So when would you do a temura? How could you do a temura? But what emerges here is that Rabbi Akiva was saying something more significant. He was adding on a different reason that's going to be far more reaching. Because if all we're doing with is the dealing with is the fact that you don't own it while it's alive, Bechor is a case where you do own it while it's alive. Amalo Rabbi Akiva explained himself. What does it mean, Bechor matono lekohen? It's a gift to the Kohen. Chatas and Asham are gifts to the Kohanim. What do I mean when I say it's a gift to the Kohanim? It has to be that it and its temura will be kodesh. There's a commonality between the way it became kadosh and the temura becoming kadosh. It can only become kadosh as a temura in the same place as the owner made the first one kadosh. Af temura beves habaylim. And therefore, since the baylim get it kadosh in their possession, and then they gift it to the Kohen, for the Kohen to be able to try to do temura, well, it's not going to work, because it's no longer in the place of the owner where it became kadosh in the first place. The second Kedusha has to have a commonality with the first Kedusha, and therefore, because it's a matana, because it's a gift, once the first owner relinquishes it to another person, Temura is not going to work. The Rambam in Temura Aleph Halacha Tes, Eina Kohanim Emirim Bechatas Uva Asham, Kohanim cannot do temura by chatas and asham sh'afa pishem shalohem. It is theirs, but einam zochim b'hem mechayim. They're not going to get it during the lifetime. It's only after the blood is sprinkled. Ve'ena kohanim emirim b'bechor. And they're also not able to do temura by a bechor, even though they get it during the lifetime. Einam zochim b'betchila. It's not theirs from the beginning. It starts off in the Beis Yisrael, in the house of the Jew to whom it was born. Aval ha-baylim she'emiru b'bechor, kozman shu b'veisam, osim temura. But if the owner would do a temura, it would work. There's nothing unique about a bechor that it can't be a temura. It's just that once it got transferred to another possession, it's not going to have that commonality that Rabbi Akiva described in the Mishnah. And the same thing would be a Kohen who has a Bechor that was born to him in his herd. He could do a Temura, but again, a case where he received the Bechor from someone else, he's not going to be able to do Temura, because the expression Vayahu'u Temuraso Yihya Kodesh, it and its temura shall be kadosh, is not being fulfilled. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.